This is the Sorrentos interview for New Future magazine. First question, can you provide us a little information about Sorrentos and what you're attempting to do with your music? Sure. Sorrentos is a solo music artist, and I started releasing my music this year in 2014. The first song was released in January, and the first CD is going to be released in November. What I've essentially done is release a new song every single month, as well as a new video, and constantly try to engage the fan pretty much every week and every day in social media. So that's what I'm attempting to do. I'm attempting to form a very real relationship with a fan directly. With my music, my main goals are basically to get my music out there into the world, let people enjoy it. I live off the feedback and I love interacting with the fans. And then my secondary goal is obviously to raise money for charity. What difficulties have you experienced being a solo artist? Probably the biggest difficulty is getting a consistent band together to perform at shows. Unfortunately, I've had to give up a lot of gigs because it is very difficult when you're a solo music artist to hire a guitarist to play the guitar, hire a drummer to play the drum segments, and to be able to routinely have the time and commitment from them when they're not vested in the music. Most bands also have other things going on and other gigs, so that's been probably the biggest challenge. Next question, Not Where I Wanna Be is my new album, and the title is the first song that was released in January, Not Where I Wanna Be, which, you know, I kind of look at that as an appropriate title for the first CD because I feel like this first CD is long overdue and I should have done this a long time ago. So I'm finally where I want to be and I'm finally releasing music to the world. So that's kind of why I titled the first album that. Next question. My style has evolved basically pretty drastically. I think my style is kind of a fusion of 80s rock with today's modern pop and rock music. And the style has definitely evolved. Even in the last couple years, my vocal, I used to be on a steroid inhaler with my asthma, and I've been off that for about a year, and my voice has definitely gotten a lot stronger as I've committed to this and practiced more routinely. So I definitely feel like my style has gotten more creative, and I've maybe found my niche now, and I think fans are going to realize that, especially with the second CD coming out next year. Next question, the creative process. The creative process can really vary. I mean, most of the times I will write the lyrics and then put the music to it. Sometimes it's the reverse, and I can get inspiration for a song pretty much anywhere. Sometimes at the gym, sometimes at work, sometimes just walking around, sometimes from reading the news. So I always try to empathize with other people, and I think that can definitely be a strength of mine to be able to put a wide variety of songs out there, not the same classic songs that are always about, you know, falling in love, breaking up, and that's pretty much it. Next question, probably the most influential acts to me have been acts like, you know, Journey, Def Leppard, Survivor, Michael Jackson, some of the classic 80s bands, as well as some of the modern artists like, you know, Justin Timberlake, Bruno Mars, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry. I really try to learn something from everybody. And I think that kind of helps me in creating my own unique sound. Next question, what tracks are my favorite? My favorite tracks probably are Nothing to Hide, Not Where I Wanna Be, Back and Forth, I Love to Love You Too, and Are You Sure You Can Last from the ones that have been released so far. And they're all a little bit different. They all have different meaning and points of emphasis to them, but those are probably the ones that I've gotten the best response from the fans so far. Each song to me means something specific, and obviously I love every song, but I understand why fans kind of connect with certain songs more than others, and obviously I have to be mindful of that. So next question, a little bit of insight about Sorrentos. I think I recently just released my first chapter, and I'm going to catch up, but basically each month I'll release a chapter from my fiction fantasy book that'll come out at the end of the year, and that's kind of a new thing that I just let the fans in on. I definitely think fans should sign up for my email list, because the cool thing about the email fan list is you get all the inside information before people even know about it. I do have some really exciting things going on next year that are going to pretty much, I think, really surprise fans, but I look forward to it. Next question, how can individuals contact me? You know, the website is www.melogia.com, melogia.com. They can listen to everything for free, look at the lyrics for free, the videos, and they can definitely interact with me through the website or through any of the social media, Twitter, Facebook. And that's kind of it. And I encourage your readers to keep following you, and they can definitely hook me up anytime. Thanks.